hell, boy, these ATVs are more fun than a game of polar bear cricket.
Yeah, Mr. Pip, they're pretty cool, huh?
More than pretty, very.
Yeah. Hold on, the tour guide's waving us down. Let's stop here.
Right behind you, sonny.
Hola, señores and señoritas. You are riding very well. The tour stops here for a brief moment for me to point out a very interesting Mexican land growth.
Teach me, señorita. My mind is ready for some land growth.
Easy, Pip.
The plant I am pointing to is called the jumping chocho, cactus de chile popo.
Sounds like an Egyptian drinking game.
Pip,
I think that guy's been drinking.
The 100-year-old plant was given that name because if one gets too close, the poisonous needles actually jump into your skin and murder you, so as to protect their milk.
Well, thank goodness I'm lactoso intolerant.
We're going to have to listen to this guy the whole tour.
Say, what was your nombre again, señorita?
Rahina.
A name as pretty as the poncho that keeps your coconutos grandes warm through the night.
Oh, he's sorry.
It's nada.
By the way, Rahina the Hyena.
Oh, God.
Just how many gears do these ATVs come equipped with?
Shut up already.
Six. But like Mr. Gonstules said, at the bottom of the mountain, with such narrow roads, we do not recommend you go past third gear.
Well, ain't that a titch's width?
We'll be fine, Rahina. Gracias.
Okay, time to head up to the natural rain waterfall. It's only a 20-minute drive. Let's keep 30 feet spaces from each other for the sake of safety. See you up there.
I know what you're thinking, Pip. Don't take it past third. She said it was dangerous. There's no reason to push it.
Reason rhymes with treason, sonny. And I ain't no traitor. And so...
Hey, dude, look up.
I'm gonna pass you on ready style!
Watch out for the chocho, senor!
Oh, I'm in here! Oh my god! Pip! Pip, are you okay?
Tough bastard, man. Jeez.
Can I ask Rahina a quick question?
Yes, senor?
¿Está un doctor en la casa?
Oh, senor. Senor.